Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Los Angeles is a city known for stars, but some don't shine in the spotlight. Some walk the line between myth and man and choose to serve from the shadows. Today's guest is a superhero, the type to take down six bad guys with nothing but a stick and some homemade pepper spray. With every life that he saves, the mystery only deepens. Who is behind the mask? Does he have acne? Is that why he covers his face? What drives someone to become more than human? Something immovable. Something rock hard.
Rockhard, tell me a little bit about your origin story. I feel like every superhero has a crazy origin story, and I think the people need to hear yours.
Well, to be honest, mine isn't that cool. I just wanted to be a superhero when I was young, so I was like, I should probably try to do this, and then I did it.
That's, dude, that's cool, dude.
That's exactly what honestly, we're about, you know? You yeah, just start. You just have to start, yeah.
Exactly.
Just do it.
Dude, that's where hard. Did the name come from?
Well, I was testing out a bunch of superhero gadgets, and one of my friends, he threw a rock at the Captain America shield that I have. And the shield withstood the rock, so I thought Rock R would be a good name, but apparently it means something else to everyone else.
Well... Not to me, dude. To me, I like the Captain America shield analogy. I did see somebody, though, in your comments saying that, which is kind of vulgar, but so did, what's the shield made out of?
That's what I was going to go into, yeah.
I'm not quite sure. It's like $70 on Amazon. I gotta upgrade it.
That's going to be like titanium.
This is, it's very beginner stage, still figuring things out. I actually talked to, there's one guy in Seattle, his name's Red Ranger. You guys yeah. probably tried him on.
He's really good.
Mm-hmm. He was telling me he uses a lot of bulletproof things, and he's been doing this for 12 years, which is really crazy. And I'm just starting, so I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. One of them is having a $70 shield, but for now it's sort of better to have that than nothing, you know?
Right. Right, but I could definitely see how a $70 shield during a sticky situation could probably get pretty bad.
True.
So today you told us you were out on patrol. What did that look like? Did you help anyone? What area were you in? Just what was that like?
A lot of it is just walking around, to be honest with you. There is one crime that I'm trying to look into now. There's been someone chopping trees in L.A., downtown area.
Oh, I saw that.
And I just don't know if it's just one person, if it's just one incident, or if it's a gang of some sort.
Mm-hmm. What do you think they're chopping the trees down with? Can you see, like, marks in the tree? Is it an axe? Is it a chainsaw? What are we talking
about? Apparently it was a chainsaw. Police have footage of it. It happened around 1:30 a.m. So my plan is to go back around the same area, probably around the same time, see if I can see anything. But a lot of it is just figuring out if there's some sort of pattern and nailing on it to one person or multiple people.
Yeah, so okay. So whenever you go back there, let's say the guy comes again, and it's one guy, and he's chopping down the tree. What are you going to do? Like, what's the Rockhard plan there?
Oh, I think it would just be to try to stop him. But if I have to intervene, then justice will be served.
Dude. All right. The $70 shield versus the chainsaw, bro. I don't know.
No, it's rock hard, though. It's rock hard.
It's rock hard. I mean, it's not the shield. It's the superhero, you know?
Right.
So when you, do you work with the cops? Like, can you, you said that the police had footage of this guy chopping down trees. Are you able to access that footage?
The cops think I'm a joke. A lot of them do think I'm a joke. But I respect a lot of the cops. Like, they get there typically for us. And I think it's just figuring out a way to, I can do some things they can't. So I'm trying to focus on those things. And one of the things that I can do is, they probably have to answer a lot more calls. They have to go into a bunch of different things. They can't spend like a long time trying to find that person, but I can. And just trying to figure out where I can be the most useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, because if you can dial in on like one crime at a time and devote all your time to that, you're definitely much more likely to get it solved than they would be on like a part-time or not even caring basis.
True.
Dang.
Yeah. Do the cops ever like question you as a suspect? I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just saying like you got the mask on. Are they like ever sus or sketch about you being around the scene?
No, I think they're just probably confused at first. Okay. I think they're just, I don't know what they think, to be honest. I don't think they take me the most serious. I think we deal with crimes almost like a lot different. I typically get there really late. I just end up doing a lot of things that they wouldn't be doing. Like for example, there was a car crash that happened. The car crashed into a building and the cops have already removed the car, but that's it. That's all they'll do. And I'm sure it's part of their protocol. For me, I helped clean the building and help the people there. It was just, we're there almost at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Damn.
And yeah, I'm sure the cops like want, it's almost like the cops can't like work with you. They're not allowed to, like they, you know what I mean? Like they're just sticking to protocol, you know? So it's like, I'm sure that some of them probably think you're like really cool and like helping out, but they just can't, you know, because it just goes against protocol. Yeah, I kind of want to, Oliver, did you have something you were going to say? I kind of want to dive into some of these questions here.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, as a superhero, you said you grew up liking superheroes. Who's, like, your inspiration? Who's your favorite superhero?
I'm a big fan of Batman. But, to be honest, I just like all of them. Just like, it just feels when you put on the mask, you have some sort of service to do. It feels like, makes you a better person. Oh.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's deep. I like that.
Do you struggle? Do you feel that there's a lot of competition between you and Batman? Like, do you feel, I'm trying to figure out how to word it. Like, is there almost like, do you feel pressure to live up to like that movie superhero? You know, like people are like, oh, Rockhard, like he can't swing from buildings, he doesn't have x-ray vision, you know, he can't fly. Like, is it hard to compete with those superheroes who have these like impossible powers?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think when I first started doing this, I just wanted to see what was possible. When I started posting and things started taking off, I guess that's when I felt a little bit of pressure to do things. But I think I'm trying to make sure that everything that I do is real. And that also means that there's going to be some times where nothing is happening. And that's just part of the job.
Right. Is it hard being rock hard all the time? Like, do you feel pressure to always be the character? You know what I mean? Like, there's you. There's you as a person, and then there's rock hard. Like, do you feel like you're losing touch with the person behind the mask?
I definitely think it's easier you have almost two identities, but I also wonder what it's like to just remove that as well. I think the only thing that matters is the good that I do out there. So for me, I'm just trying to do more good out there.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
You told your community a few days ago that you were thinking about doing a face reveal. And you had over like 1,000 comments saying, don't do it. Don't do the face reveal. How did that like make you feel? Do you still think you're going to end up doing a face reveal at some point? Or do you think you're going to, you know, kind of keep it secretive?
The only thing I will say is that I think eventually the mask will have to come off. For the purpose of what I'm doing and to show the transparency behind it. Mm-hmm. But I talked to Red Ranger today. He was really nice. And like I said, he's been doing this for 12 years. He has medical experience. He works in that field. And he's been helping people a lot longer than I have. And his philosophy is different. His philosophy is the reason he wears a mask is so that anyone can do it. He hopes that he can inspire people and that people can see to him and just believe that they could do it as well. So I don't know just yet. I'm figuring that out.
Okay.
That's fair.
You said that Red Ranger has medical experience, and that kind of made me think about like what skills you might have that kind of put you in that superhero realm. Like, are you actively chasing new skills like a medical or like are you like fighting techniques? Like, what skills do you have, or like what's your superpower as Rockhard?
I don't have any superpowers. I think the only thing that makes me, I guess if you really want to call it a superhero, is the Tron. You know, we went out one night and we were late to every single crime scene. It was really frustrating. We were trying to get there early, but we just went late every time. And I think we just kept trying, and that's when we found the car that crashed into the building. And then that's when we were able to do something. I think that's what separates, I guess, a normal person just from me, you know, just the time.
Mm-hmm.
I do have 5 years of MMA experience. I did it when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's if something really, really bad was to happen and a fight was to break out, I would be able to protect myself.
And how do you find those crime scenes?
Oh, well, we've been using the Citizens app. The app that anyone has.
Yeah.
So tells you where the crime's happening. So we tried it out, and it was really helpful. It was just we were getting there a little bit late. So my next step is diving into bigger crimes and seeing if I can help in those. Like the guy who's chopping trees.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. What a bozo, dude. Chopping trees down, he's making a ruckus. And, I mean, killing nature, dude. That's terrible. What other crimes besides the tree chopping, if you're okay sharing, have you seen? What are some of your crazy stories that you have from being on the streets patrolling?
Oh, not a lot actually happens. I've been there just recently. I spent a lot of my time just figuring out what type of weapons I was able to carry, what things I could be doing, and how I could be chasing down crime. So for me, now it's just figuring out a way to get there earlier and a way to find them. I think the Citizens app is really good, but it's just the only problem is we'll get there a little bit late. There's some of them that we can actually do some good in. Like if there was a fire or some sort of medical emergency, we might be able to help out. But there's a lot of crimes that we won't be able to get into in time. So just figuring out the bigger ones.
So whatever you said, like figuring out what weapons you can carry, is that from like a legal perspective? And like what weapons do you carry? Because is it like a baton or something and then the shield? Or do you carry anything else?
Yeah, just right now I have a taser. It's like a baton/taser.
Oh, okay.
I haven't actually used it on anyone. But in case things did get ugly, I do have that, and then I do have the shield to protect me.
Bro, you should get like a belt filled with rocks, dude, that you can just chuck at people.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, man. Right?
Do you know who Braden Smith is? The guy who makes the superhero gear?
No.
Well, dude, we gotta get you guys a collab. We talked with him a little bit. And we're trying to get him on the podcast, but he could probably make you some pretty cool custom gear
and weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. he's insane. He's like the real life Tony Stark, bro.
Oh yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, that'd be awesome if you you're talking about moving into phase two. I saw that on your Instagram. What does that entail? I know you were like looking at some vehicles to get around. What type of whip are you looking at?
Well, I think of all some just basing things of what people want to see. I think a lot of people want to see the suit being upgraded. I think people want to see some sort of like cool vehicle, like you said, cool whip. But I think the most important thing
cool whip
is it's just going to be finding the crimes and helping. So honestly, I think I'm going to change a little bit of what phase two looks like and just focus on crime fighting and helping people. I think there's a lot of homeless people here in LA and just trying to figure out how to get meals to them and how to give them resources that are actually helpful beyond a meal. Like maybe I give them a meal and some sort of card in there that gives them resources for like homeless shelters or jobs that they could maybe sign up for. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
Dude, that's so cool, man.
That's such a good idea.
Dude, you're so cool, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, you're so cool. Like, literally, bro, you're a real life superhero, man. And like, I think it's awesome, dude. Like, do you ever feel, this is a real question here. You said that cops really don't take you serious. They think you're a joke. Do you think it's because of the suit? Like, do you think you ever get rid of the suit just to, that people take you more seriously?
Yeah, I mean, that's why the mask coming off was an idea. Mm-hmm. But I think people are very quick to judge. I try to just be more curious instead of judgmental. And I think, I was talking to Red Ranger and he had two women on his team. One of them was like really small. And a lot of the comments were sort of like making fun of her. And people were like, what is she going to do? But he basically described it as the reason why she's there is a lot of the times when they're dealing with people, you don't want, a bunch of men in costumes to help out a woman. You would want a woman to try to...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Help out a woman and try to talk to her. So these, and she also, that woman has experience in sexual abuse. She has dealt with those cases. She's been, she deals with that type of stuff. So that woman is there to help other women. So I understand the feedback and why people might not take me serious. But that's fine. I can't control that. The only thing I want to try to do is just to see how far I can take this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's always going to be haters, like, out there.
Facts. Yeah.
And you're just going to have to deal with them along the way. But have you ever thought about becoming a cop yourself?
Yeah. I think back in the day, I wanted to become a cop or even join the military at a certain point. I guess it just never happened. But I think for me, I just don't want to be stuck in something that I may not want to do or follow some sort of rule set that I might not agree on. So that's why I've never ended up doing that.
Do you have like a 9-to-5 job?
I do have a job, yes.
Okay.
Okay, you don't have to say, you know, we don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
for now it's secretive, but I'm sure in time people will know what that job is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot, dude, you got to go?
No, that's here, but.
Oh, that's you? Oh, okay. Dude, yeah. No, like when you hear sirens, have you ever followed them?
We base a lot of things through the app. So we have tried to follow like helicopters and stuff like that. It just never actually ends well. A lot of the times it's just nothing's actually happening, believe it or not. It's just some either like a false alarm or they're doing something like some sort of test.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so I got kind of a deep question here. People see you as, and I feel like you see yourself as almost this unbreakable force when you're in your suit. But what's something that makes you feel fragile, even if just for a moment?
Something that makes me feel fragile?
Yeah, like you're rock hard, but like what's something, what's your kryptonite?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like anything, right? Like bullets. I'm human, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
I think a lot of the comments are, you know, bullets can end you, and anyone, you know, I'm only out there to try to help people and see what type of good I could do while dressed up in as a superhero, I guess.
We gotta get you like a Kevlar suit or something, like some crazy upgrade to stops them at low caliber bullets at least.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, yeah. I really want to do a suit upgrade. I think phase two right now is just trying to help people. I think that's where the money needs to be invested in. I think that's where instead of any dumb car or any some like cool suit, whatever, like I think I just need to help people and try to stop these crimes.
Have you thought about starting a GoFundMe with your fan base in order to help that cause?
I wouldn't want to do that. I think people are going through enough. I don't think they need to donate to me. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's super humble.
Yeah, for sure.
If me and Oliver decided to start, we were talking about this earlier, we were thinking about assembling a Avengers-style superhero team. Would you like to join if we did that in the future?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I talked to, Red Ranger today, and I was really shocked. He actually has a team. He, like, has a normal job. He goes out there every week, sometimes multiple times. And they have a team. They have a way of, if there's something, like, some sort of protest, they'll send someone out, whoever's not working. I think that's really cool.
That's crazy, dude. I mean, I don't even know how you would balance like having a day job while also having to go on night patrol. Like, that's really crazy.
Yeah, I'm not even.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a girlfriend or anything? And if so, how do you balance that? And if not, do you think it's difficult to have one?
Yeah, I mean, as rock hard, I think it's going to be really hard to find a girlfriend.
Really? I feel like they'd be all over you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I have had women DM me in the rock hard page. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had women flirt with me more there than on my normal account, which I think is pretty funny. But yeah.
Wait, that's crazy. It's like a Bruce Wayne thing.
Yeah,
actually, one woman was like, "Could I see you without the mask?" And then I said, no, ma'am. And he said, okay, I like the mystery. And I was like, okay.
You'll kiss the match, girl. Yeah, man, that's crazy, dude. Dude, like, would you, yeah, let's say that you find a girlfriend, like, on your personal Instagram account, and then, or whatever, and you start dating this girl, would you tell her about Rock Hard?
I mean, it depends. If I'm still unmasked, then probably not. But hopefully I will mask soon. That's the plan. I think I have to reveal my identity just to be transparent.
Yeah, you can do it right now if you want. No pressure, though.
Even though I won't be able to see it.
Yeah, Oliver wouldn't be able to see it.
All right. Crazy, man. No, not right now. I think you have to find the right way to do it.
No, for sure, dude. For sure. Let's see. Do you have any allergies?
No.
Wow.
Good answer.
That's the kind of superhero I want to see.
Yeah. Do you know someone by the name of Flaccid Sand?
I don't like that guy. I don't like that guy at all.
Dude, for the listeners out there, Flaccid Sand is Rockhard's arch nemesis, dude. Or he thinks he is. Rockhard doesn't want anything to do with him. But Flaccid Sand, what is your opinion on him? What do you think he's trying to do?
Flaccid Sand's a f***ing idiot.
Dude, he's a goon, dude. Do you know him? What's your relationship with him? Is he just some random guy?
I try to not give him any attention. I don't know what he's trying to do. I'm genuinely confused.
I think maybe I don't know if he's trying to get clout or something. It almost seems like he's based his whole entire Instagram page off of your heroism. Like it feels like he's I don't know. Like he's commenting on all your posts. I hate you, Rockhard.
He's just taking the antagonist role.
He really is
in the Rockhard story.
Yeah, he's really trying to, and I don't like it because it almost makes it seem like a joke. It almost makes your story and your journey more of a joke because people see, oh, what is this? I'm not going to lie. I clicked on his page and I was like, oh, like, I wonder if these two dudes are just in it together making some funny Instagram page. But it sounds like he's just trolling.
Yeah, I think I know who it is, but I'm not quite sure. And I'm a bit confused the entire day. I just don't understand the goal.
Yeah.
It's the day. How does this end for him? I think probably I'm not taking him serious because he hasn't done anything like criminal.
Yeah.
But the moment he oversteps the line, I will find him.
Okay. You heard it here. Is that a threat? Rockhard, RH?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, dude. Ah, I got goosebumps, man.
How long have you guys been doing the podcast for?
6 months? Yeah, half a year.
7 months? Yeah.
That's exciting.
Oh yeah, dude. It's been great, man. I gotta say, you're one of the most intriguing guests we've had on. Yeah. We have people on that start something, whether it's a business or music, but
this is
new. This is new for us, superhero. Mm.
Oh yeah, we were hyped about this one.
Because
no one talks about this. Everyone's just like, superheroes don't exist. Like,
yeah,
I want to be one, but like that's just for the movies. But like, you're here to tell us that you can actually do it, and you can actually do real good in the world, and you don't really have to be super, you know, like in that supernatural sense. But you can definitely still help. So that's sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. When I used to walk out of the movie theater as a kid, after I saw like a superhero movie, I would walk out there like I could fly. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And it just, I wanted to be one so bad. And like, I think I'm going to do it.
You should. It's fun.
Yeah. We can tag team some, some robbers, man.
Yeah. 100%.
What was I gonna say? Oh,
I got one.
You got one? All right.
Oh yeah, because it's kind of going back to the Flaccid Sand thing, but also it's just about mortals. Let's say that Flaccid Sand was stuck in a fire and you're outside, you're there early. Would you go in and save him despite your differences?
Yeah, probably. Unfortunately.
Yeah, well, you're a superhero, you know?
That's good morals.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything bad. I saw a video where he snuck into the movies, but...
I saw that too. If you were there, what would you do to him?
Well, I would probably just tell the workers. I don't think I would even deal with him.
Yeah,
He is not an issue at the moment, but if he does bad things, I will have to find him.
Yeah, I think I saw him speeding the other day.
Yeah, 5 over.
He was speeding?
Yeah, he was speeding. Did you not see that?
No.
Yeah, he was speeding.
And he also heard that you were coming on the podcast through that reel we posted, and he sent us a clip to show you.
Oh, my God.
Do you mind if I share this, Rockhard?
Go ahead.
All right. Let's get your live reaction. Can you see this, guys?
Yeah. Yeah. I see.
All right.
This is a question from the favorite arch nemesis. Why do you dress around like a buffoon, knowing that you never really saved anybody, huh? Mm-hmm. Answer that, Rockhard.
First of all, dude, what is he eating, dude? It sounds like he's smacking on some, like, thick peanut butter.
Or he's like a wannabe Joker, you know? He's got the Joker raspiness.
Like, that's what he sounds like, bro. What is he doing?
I don't know. I think you watched a lot. I think you watched one video of the Joker multiple times, and he bought this Amazon costume. It sounds like he has it in his mouth. I don't know. He's an odd fellow.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to be a minion or something, dude. That's what he looks like.
Yeah. Again, he hasn't done anything bad. I hope that he figures out whatever he wants to do.
Do you guys recognize where he is? I feel like we could almost track him down with what's in the background.
Okay, yeah, he's somewhere with mountains, coniferous trees.
Mm-hmm. There's a hotel in the background. Is that a Waffle House?
It looks like Tennessee or like the Appalachians.
Yeah, no, I agree. So he might not even be in L.A., which is...
No, he's definitely not in L.A.
Yeah, I don't know.
But...
Interesting.
I think that's probably some sort of high school kid or something.
Yeah, he's just trying to get some clout off you.
I don't know, but I still have no idea. His page frustrates me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Yeah,
how do you... Sorry to cut you off. What were we saying?
Well, I just don't want to, like, what's his goal?
Followers, yeah. Probably. Yeah.
I guess. Well, yeah. YouTube.
I don't know. I think we can probably move on.
Yeah, dude. If you want to hit a quick reflex segment, I won't be able to see him, but you guys can try and do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were going to test your reflexes on your live. I'm going to put on these whole cans, and we're going to see if you can dodge my punches. Although, you can also swing if you want. I know you can't see them, but...
I can't see them.
Well, you can just throw some swings. All right.
Boys, I'm not going to lie. I do have to go soon. If that's all right with you.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, yeah. No, we get it. You got crime to chase and everything. Here, let's test your reflexes real fast.
I don't know what is this.
You got to, like, dodge it.
Oh, no, not doing this.
All right, we can move on from that segment. Okay, wait, let's do a segment here. I got an idea. We're going to give you a list of things that are hard, and you're going to say if you're harder than them or not, okay? So how hard is Rock Hard? That's what the segment is called, okay?
Sure.
All right. The first one is a stale marshmallow.
Hard.
Harder? Okay. David Goggins.
I'm harder than David Goggins.
Oh my gosh. Pac-Man level 1 million. You harder than that?
Yes, I'm harder. Rock Hard is harder than that, man.
Okay, what about a rock?
I'm also harder than a rock.
Well, no, like just a rock.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So your full name would be harder than Rock Hard, probably?
Yes, Rock Hard.
Dude, that's fire. All right. Yeah, we can wrap it up. I mean, that's pretty much all we need. I really appreciate your time, dude. Thank you for joining us. Is there anything else you need to say to your fans out there or like the little kid that wants to be a superhero when he's older?
I would say the last thing is that trying. I think trying matters. I think it's, it matters more than succeeding at times. I think a lot of people just don't try. I think that's what separates, that's like the weird middle ground between success and failure. And a lot of people are afraid to even try. But I think so, as long as you're trying, I think they're on your way to success.
Dude, that's great, man.
That's good advice.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time. Thank you guys for listening to today's podcast. And if you're in trouble, you know who to call. Not Ghostbusters, not Life Alert, not your emergency contact. Call 911. And Rock Hard will be there.
Boys, good luck on your podcast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.